From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and the Boy Scouts of America expected to announce today that it is ending a long-time ban on gay scout leaders. Now, the change is expected to allow individual troops to choose leaders with similar beliefs, so troops that want to would be able to welcome gay leaders, and troops with certain religious affiliations could still turn them away.
And let's get more on this from Zach Walls. He's the executive director of Scouts for Equality, which has been working to end discrimination in the Boy Scouts. He's with us from Washington. Zach, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
You're an Eagle Scout, and you were raised also by two moms. So what does this mean to you personally?
Look, if the Boy Scouts take this step today, like we're expecting them to, it's going to be a pretty monumental step. I joined the Cub Scouts when I was 6 years old. I was lucky enough to have my two moms be able to be a part of my scouting experience. And today's decision is going to make sure that both gay scouts and potentially gay adults across the country don't have to be afraid anymore.
As you know, the change will still allow individual troops to continue choosing adult leaders whose beliefs are consistent with their own. So in other words, if you're a church group and you still want to make a decision to ban gay leaders, you can still do so. What do you make of that?
Well, right. So about 70% of Boy Scout units are chartered or legally sponsored by churches. And what this resolution would do would be to prevent any discrimination for groups that are not chartered by churches, but allow churches to continue to select leaders who are in line with their religious beliefs without regard to sexual orientation, but in line with their religious beliefs.
Is that enough for you?
Well, so our position from day one has always been that discrimination sends a harmful message to kids, gay and straight, and that discrimination has no place in scouting. That being said, there's no doubt that this decision will lead to less discrimination in scouting, and that's a good thing.
As you said, 70% of the troops are sponsored by religious organizations. And some might say, well, what's wrong with being respectful of a difference of opinion?
Well, I think being respectful of a difference of opinion is incredibly important, and that's exactly why we're calling for the inclusion of gay members in the Boy Scouts. We absolutely don't want people to leave the Boy Scouts, and we've never called for people to leave the Boy Scouts. Our position from day one has been that the values of scouting are universal, and that if you really believe in the values of scouting, they should be available to everyone.
Membership of the Scouts has been struggling, as you know. It's no secret. And actually, when you look at the numbers, it appears as though after 2013, when the decision to allow gay youth in the Boy Scouts was agreed upon, the numbers went down even faster. So I wonder, Zach, if you think there is a chance here that this could potentially backfire.
Well, unfortunately, the Boy Scouts membership has actually been locked in a slide since 2000, when the Boy Scouts went to the Supreme Court to defend their ban on gay members and actually won the right to continue to defend that ban. And the Boy Scouts have been going downhill basically ever since. You're absolutely right. There was a smaller than normal loss in 2013 after they ended their ban on gay youth, but it actually wasn't that much greater from the structural loss that the Boy Scouts have been seeing since 2000. I think that there absolutely will be a lot of people who walk away from the Boy Scouts after the decision to allow gay adults, and hopefully we'll also see a lot of people come back. The Boy Scouts' own research shows that about 600,000 children are being kept out of the Boy Scouts specifically because of the ban on gay adults. And hopefully those people and more will start to come back to scouting.
What do you think this entire debate over the last couple of years has done to the organization's reputation?
Well, unfortunately, it's not been good. Ever since the Boy Scouts went to the Supreme Court to defend this ban, there have been a lot of people who associate the Boy Scouts first and foremost with homophobia and with discrimination. And of course, that's not going to do good things for their reputation. Our hope is that they're able to finally take the right position and become an organization that's looking forward and not back.
The president of the Boy Scouts, Robert Gates, former CIA director, former Secretary of Defense. What do you make of his performance here? Could this have happened under any other leadership?
It's difficult to speculate on hypotheticals, but I think that he's absolutely uniquely qualified to lead this kind of organization through a leadership transition like this one. The reality is, as the Secretary of Defense and as the director of the CIA, he oversaw changes in policy with regards to gay adults, and it doesn't surprise me that he's doing the same with the Boy Scouts of America.
Boy Scouts, clearly very important to you. You've been involved since you were a child. How do you think it continues to stay relevant?
Well, the Boy Scouts at its core is not about discrimination. At the core, it's about environmental stewardship, promoting leadership ability, cultivating community service. These things are going to be in high demand in the coming years and decades, especially as we're looking at fighting something like climate change. The millennial generation is shown to be supporting community service at historic record levels. And so I think that the Boy Scouts' future in the United States of America, if they make the right decision today, looks very bright. Hmm.
Zach Walls, Executive Director of Scouts for Equality, the campaign to end discrimination in the Boy Scouts of America, responding to news today that we're expected to learn that gay scout leaders will be allowed to participate in the Boy Scouts. Zach, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Peter.